This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the midst of a great and deeply significant congressional campaign. Campaign for governorships, the midterm elections coming up on November 8th. And one of the things that people seem to agree on is that turnout is going to be intense. There is excitement on both sides of the aisle. And at least according to most conventional wisdom, elections could be very, very close. The Democrats, far from getting wiped out, as many people had predicted and thought at the beginning of the season, have been strengthened by the new attention that Donald Trump has called to himself, and the issue of abortion, which is suddenly on the table because of the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. There is another point of view, however, by one of the most accomplished and credible election analysts in the country. His name is David Byler, and he's worked before for the Daily, for the Weekly Standard, for Real Clear Politics, and he is now a data analyst and a political columnist focusing on elections for the Washington Post. He has written an important piece about the little-known election predictor that should worry Democrats. David Byler, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, the standard that you're looking at is participation in primaries. And it turns out that all across the country, in every region of the country, there's been more participation in Republican primaries than in Democratic primaries. The alternate explanation, which you mention in your piece over in the Washington Post, we've linked it at our website at michaelmedved.com. The alternate explanation of that is there have been particularly ferocious Republican primaries, right, with a whole series of controversial Trump candidates who've ended up doing very well. Is that the explanation, the most obvious explanation for why there's higher turnout on the Republican side?
I think it's part of the explanation, but I don't think that it's everything. So if you separate all of the primaries where Donald Trump made an endorsement out from all the primaries where he didn't, the states where he did endorse someone had a Republican plus 14 turnout advantage, and the rest of them had a D plus 2 advantage. The difficulty here is that Donald Trump likes to endorse in competitive races. He endorsed in all the states where, if Republicans were going to have a very good year, that's where you would see the turnout jump anyways. So my sort of adjustments and thoughts and looking at statistics, that makes me think that the Republicans do have an edge, but, you know, Trump's meddling in the primaries, his endorsements, all of that conflict has, I think, sort of inflated the Republican numbers just slightly, but they still have an advantage.
Okay, let's look at the Senate for just a moment, because that's the area where the Democrats are building up the most confidence. There is new polling today, and I was kind of knocked out by it, that shows that the Republican challengers to incumbent Democrats in both Nevada and in Arizona are literally within the margin of error. They're tied with the incumbent senators, in this case of Arizona, Mark Kelly, in the case of Nevada, Catherine Masto. Do those give the Republicans what they might need, those two races alone, to take control of the Senate?
Right. Well, the Senate is at 50-50, so honestly, every individual race matters this year. This isn't a year where, you know, one side has to complete a moonshot or what have you. I would say that the Nevada numbers are not at all surprising. Nevada is a state that usually goes for Democrats, but the margins are always very, very thin. And if you look at the makeup of the population of the state, There are a lot of Latino voters. There are a lot of working class voters. There are a lot of voters who would feel sort of more at home in this iteration of the Republican Party than in the previous one. The Arizona number is also interesting. It's a little bit less expected because Masters, the Republican, his campaign has been sort of widely panned as ineffective. He's had trouble with money and fundraising. But, you know, if that race reverts back to sort of what you'd expect in a purple state like Arizona, that could end up closer than we think.
Well, it also, part of what's going on in Arizona is the gubernatorial race. Kerry Lake, the Republican nominee, seems to be several points ahead. She's running against the incumbent Secretary of State, Karen Hobbs. So, in terms of what happens, what's the biggest surprise that the Democrats could hope to see based upon your analysis?
Biggest surprise the Democrats could hope to see. I think they are hoping to hang on in Ohio. I think that's a fairly unlikely one. Honestly, one of their sort of biggest surprises of the cycle seems to have already shown up in the numbers a little bit. I think everyone was expecting the Senate race in Pennsylvania to be sort of a barn burner and to be really close, and there is still time for that to develop. But Fetterman's ability to keep a large lead over Dr. Oz, you know, the celebrity physician, has been sort of one of the surprising turns. It's one of these quadrennial swing states that, at least at the moment in the current polling, is looking pretty good for Democrats.
Okay, and in terms of where you saw a very pronounced GOP turnout in the primaries, and the reason all of that matters is because if you care enough to vote in the primaries, then the chances are greatly expedited that you're going to vote in the general election too. And since this is supposed to be a high turnout election on both sides, that advantage, your analysis says, still holds for the GOP.
Yeah. I mean, we should keep in mind this is one metric. Polling is another metric. Special elections are another metric. There's a lot of different ways to sort of combine and weight these things together. But if you look at primary turnout and you adjust for the fact that Trump increased competition, and you adjust for the fact that, you know, the Dobbs decision overturning Roe was handed down in the middle of the primary season, and you adjust and you adjust and you adjust, you still get a Republican advantage. It might be Republicans plus one or Republicans plus two, but, you know, in a year where all the data points seem to be saying, hey, Democrats are ahead, this one, I think, is a bright spot for the GOP.
I appreciate that perspective. It also seems to me that it's to some extent natural. If you have 75% of Americans, as many of the polls show, who think we're headed in the wrong direction, it's kind of obvious you're going to blame the Democrats for that because they're in control of everything. What's fascinating to me is some of the Democrats who are running for the Senate and the House seem to be suggesting, don't blame us, it's all the GOP's fault because they have blocked our necessary legislation. Whether that argument works, I think, is highly dubious. Your best call, do you see a Republican House and a Republican Senate?
I think Republican House is most likely result. I think Senate's pretty close to a toss-up at this point.
Yeah, it could be another 50-50 result, which would be, again, turning over control of the Senate to the great Kamala Harris. David Beiler, appreciate your analysis. We've posted your piece at our website at michaelmedved.com. And I have actually very challenging email that came in, and I want to get to that. The writer is asking, why do conservatives hate and fear liberals? If you want to think of an answer on that one, you can. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a question that was placed by a writer of an email, and I thought it was a question that I'd open up. And again, if you have a contribution or a response you would like to make by phone on this email, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. This is from Brad in Kingston, Washington. And Brad asks, I honestly want to know why conservatives, hardcore right-wing conservatives, hate and say they fear liberals. Wasn't Jesus a liberal? I think it's tough to qualify Jesus as liberal or conservative, and he didn't take positions on what we would today consider political issues. In any event, he writes that I was born and taught to fear Jesus and to treat others the same way I want them to treat me. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why conservatives hate liberals so much. Hopefully you can shed some light and knowledge on why conservatives think this way. Thank you. Look, I think there are two things that need to be said here. The hatred that sometimes poisons American politics on both sides, I think stems to no small extent from conspiracy theories and extremely destructive, wrong-headed, dumb conspiracy theories. For instance, the whole QAnon theory. If you believe that liberals are running a worldwide conspiracy to abduct with small children and then to molest them and to drink their blood and ultimately to kill them, and you believe that some of the most prominent liberals in the world are behind that, then of course you're going to hate them. You're going to call for people to be executed. And again, the latest with QAnon is they say the storm is going to involve mass executions that'll be televised. And then again, if you believe that liberals are secretly plotting to confiscate your property, to take away your guns, which you have legally purchased and which are completely according to the law, and an exercise of your Second Amendment rights, if you think that liberals are going to be undermining the Constitution. And unfortunately, there have been too many voices on the extreme left that have at least given some credibility to some of the conspiracy theories. I don't believe that most people in America who call themselves liberals or who vote Democratic really want to destroy the U.S. Constitution. I don't think they favor crime or higher crime. And again, it's certainly possible to feel that people are profoundly wrong about political issues. For instance, I think it's appalling that we have so many people who think that people who actually desperately need help, who are psychiatrically in trouble, who are probably people with criminal records and certainly with a great deal of record of substance abuse, whether it's alcohol or illegal drugs, who are camping in our parks and occupying our streets and taking over our cities. I'm appalled at that, but that doesn't mean that I hate the people experiencing homelessness or their facilitators. I just think they're wrong, and it needs to be done differently. And the idea that there are liberals who hate conservatives, that's another reason that some conservatives hate back. One of the things I'm thinking of is we've had spokespeople on the show in the past frequently from the anti-religious, they name it. It's the freedom from religion movement, and they believe that all religion is negative. And if people set themselves up to humiliate or try to discredit your religious faith, regardless of what your religious faith is, you're probably going to have a pretty negative reaction. And I think that's part of what you see. But what we need more is, it's one of the reasons I began the show today with the idea that when it comes to the idea that America is the greatest nation on earth, 91% of Republicans agree with that, 63% of Democrats agree with that. If somebody agrees that we're the greatest nation on earth, okay, and then we can sit down and figure out how we can make it even greater or deal with some of our enduring problems. But if you believe that America is a guilty corrupt, imperialistic, exploitative nation tinged by racism. If you believe that America is irredeemable in a sense, then there's not much to talk about. But I appreciate your question, and I hope that gives you just a little bit of an answer. And then this email came in from Tony. And he says, "Hello, Michael. Well and good that you are trumpeting your own presidential candidates. I don't have presidential candidates right now. I would like to see candidates who are not named Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. or Donald John Trump. I think that, okay, been there, done that. We've seen both of those candidates, and I think the American people, by and large, are tired of them." He says, Tony, "Well and good that you are trumpeting your own presidential candidates, but there are some reasons not to trump Trump. Here, just look at his speeches and how well attended they are and enthusiastic." Okay, I do look at his speeches. My problem with his speeches is it's all about him. It's really not about what the country and what the country needs. And a great deal of it is about his desire to overturn the election of 2020. And look, I don't like politicians generally who promise things or talk about doing things that are just completely impossible. One of my big problems with Trump when he was running for president the first time is he was running on not just the idea of building a wall, which is something that Pat Buchanan had run on before. It's something that's been an idea that's out there. Even George W. Bush signed a bill passed by both houses of Congress that, yeah, they were going to build a wall, and they did. They built most of it. But he was going to build a bigger wall, and Mexico was going to pay for it. The Mexico was going to pay for it was something President Trump didn't believe that he was going to get Mexico to pay for it. It was just a slogan and exploitative. And then he goes on, Tony, talking about the legal issues. We will get to that and to much more, including is what America is doing to women on the abortion issue really capable to what's going on in Iran? Well, there's a leading liberal who said so. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Floridians are on alert after Tropical Depression 9 formed in the Caribbean early Friday morning. The system has 35-mile-per-hour winds, but the depression is expected to become a tropical storm Friday night, with more significant intensification forecast on Sunday and Monday. The National Hurricane Center saying it could become a Category 3 storm as it approaches the Florida coast next week. Multiple false shooting reports were made Friday at schools across Ohio. There were lockdowns and police responses to schools in Dayton and Cincinnati. There have been no reports of shots fired. SpaceX is planning to send another batch of satellites into orbit if weather permits. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying Starlink technology is scheduled to lift off Saturday night at 7:30. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about an email that came in from Tony. I'm not sure where exactly Tony is. You can follow up his email if you want by giving us a call. Tony said that he believes there are strong reasons not to dump Trump. And he said, just look at his speeches and how well attended they are and enthusiastic. But there are the legal issues, he said. Okay? And by the legal issues, I think he's talking about the fact that Trump is right in the middle of fighting off legal challenges and potential indictments, plus civil suits that could cost him hundreds of millions of dollars, literally, that he's engaged in all of those right now, so he can't give as much positive attention as someone would need to actually launch and win a presidential campaign. It's a different situation than he's ever been in before because there are potential cases against him, some of them criminal, in New York State, in Georgia, and concerning Mar-a-Lago and concerning his basically taking top secret documents without authorization and then his lawyers in his name actually lying about them, saying that these had all been returned and it hadn't been returned. Now, do I think these should be the biggest issues facing the country right now? No. I would love to never, ever, ever, ever again debate anything about Donald Trump's private business, about his handling of papers, about his role on January 6th, which is exactly why I am hoping, ardently hoping, he does not become a candidate for president. Because if you become a candidate for president, those legal issues can't go away because they are directly relevant to your ability to run and serve. And Tony says, on a certain high level of political intrigue, it has been written off, rule of law. in order to remedy things sought by the Democrats. You might just have touched that opinion yourself. It is to be almost expected that things don't run smoothly at all times, and there can be miles of rocky road. History, our history, shows us that. Anyway, just a thought on that. The idea that there is going to be problems and challenges, that's been true in all of American history. But I really cannot think of a period in time in American history where there have been candidates for president where you basically have been subject to chance of lock her up, or in this case, subject of criminal indictments. There was that about Richard Nixon, but it was after he was elected president twice that people got serious about the whole array of Nixon scandals. Right now you have a potential presidential candidate with some legal challenges. And frankly, regardless of how well he speaks and how enthusiastic his rallies are, I do think that it's distracting for the country and prevents us from actually getting down to the real business of the country, which has to do with fixing the economy and trying to get a little bit more consensus on dealing effectively with crime and the other elements that are damaging, if not destroying, the United States. The very conclusion of Tony's email, he says, and oh yes, I think that DeSantis is great, but I wonder if he can speak as long and as well as Trump. I don't think it's a qualification to be president that you give speeches that run more than an hour. I'm sorry, this is just, it's one of those things. Yes, it's true that in the past, there were great American orators like William Jennings Bryan, who ran for president three times. He lost all three times. One of the reasons is you couldn't listen to the whole damn thing. Yeah, he's speaking for 90 minutes at a time. And notice the most effective speeches in all of American history were the speeches by Abraham Lincoln, including the Gettysburg Address, which lasted about 3 minutes. And then, again, there was another speaker at the platform in Gettysburg named Edward Everett, who was the senior senator from Massachusetts. He was a former president of Harvard. He's a great writer, and he was in love with his own words. He spoke for over 2 hours, and then he wrote a very gracious letter to Lincoln afterwards saying, you said more in your 2 minutes than I said in my hours. And he was right. No one remembers a single line, not one, from Edward Everett's speech at Gettysburg. Jeremy just added, I not only don't remember his speech, I didn't even remember his name. Well, that was it. He was actually a good guy and a strong voice against slavery. Okay, speaking of strong voices are appropriate when morons say really stupid things. For instance, on The View, always a forum for the most elevated and cultivated and substantive American opinions, Joy Behar said that the issue of women's rights in Iran and America were comparable, that somehow taking away a woman's sacred right to abortion, as she sees it, is comparable to what's going on in Iran, where there are actually people dying for crimes of wearing the wrong kind of headscarf or wearing a headscarf in the wrong way. Anna Navarro came back, I think, with an effective response. This is clip three.
With what is going on in Iran, and we should all be standing in solidarity with what's going
on
in Iran.
We should be standing in solidarity in this country for men who are trying to control us.
Let's not make that comparison.
Why not?
Because
why?
Those women over there are getting killed.
I'm not saying they're equivalent. I'm just saying we need to watch what's going on in our own country, too.
But,
because
you know, these men were trying to control them. They're very different conversations.
Okay, she was bringing up Christiane Amanpour. Christiane Adampour didn't suffer like the women in Iran are suffering, but she was turned down for an interview with Iran's president, Raisi, because she refused to wear a headscarf for it. Okay, look, I think there are lots of reasons to turn down interviews with Christiane Adampour, but that's the wrong one. There's a piece that appeared over at Bloomberg originally and also appeared in the Japan Times, and it asks the question how the UN became a bystander to the world's biggest flashpoint. And the helplessness of the United Nations in the months leading up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine are impossible to ignore at the annual marquee event of international diplomacy. That was the UN meeting this week, where President Biden spoke and the president of Iran spoke. Vladimir Putin, not so much. He would be the skunk at the garden party. He doesn't have a lot of support at the UN these days. But for an institution born out of war to preserve peace, its struggle for relevance in the face of the worst conflict in Europe since World War II revives an existential question. If it couldn't stop the numerous clashes that have arisen since its formation, most recently Russia's attack on its neighbor, a modern democracy, then what is its purpose? Okay, there are real purposes with the UN. And what people usually will answer with that is they will answer that, look, the UN did not live up to its promises to stop war and stop imperialism and to produce lasting international peace. So what good is it? We will continue with that discussion and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
United Nations. The United Nations has been referred to sometimes in this show as the United Nothing, because it does seem like a pointless and sometimes ridiculous organization. When you have Libya under Gaddafi, which at one time was put in charge of the United Nations Human Rights Council, well, there are no human rights. There is none in Libya under that rancid dictatorship. And it's interesting because what they say in this piece about how the UN became a bystander to the world's biggest flashpoint, they say that diplomats today trace the UN's downward trajectory to events in 2011 when Russia felt tricked into abstaining from a UN Security Council resolution that allowed U.S. allies to bomb Libya. It was a turning point. What was hailed then in London, Paris, and Washington as a triumph of multilateralism was viewed differently in Moscow. Vladimir Putin, who was biding his time as prime minister because he was not allowed to serve more than two terms as president, he changed the constitution. Now he can serve for the rest of his life and probably will. Not because he will serve for such a long time, but because if he is deposed, I mean, I think in one of the traditions of communist dictatorships, he won't just go away quietly. He'll probably be killed. But who knows? In any event, it goes on. And they say that Russia and U.S. ambassadors used to spar publicly, but privately they enjoyed moments of levity. These days, diplomats describe the mood in the room as toxic, with trust as low as during the Cold War. And from a Russian perspective, the 2003 invasion of Iraq underlined the growing impotence of the UN when the U.S. and its allies invaded after the Security Council refused to support military action. Putin sided with the leaders of France and Germany in opposing the invasion, while U.S. evidence presented to the Security Council in support of the war, that evidence about weapons of mass destruction was later shown to be untrue. So, okay, Russia feels justified because of all that with totally ignoring the UN, but Russia's always felt justified with totally ignoring the UN. The whole reason that the UN, and this is part of history that it's important people know, is the UN has only been involved in dispensing troops under the UN flag to fight in one major war, which was the Korean War. The Korean War was not just the United States against North Korea and China. It was the United Nations against North Korea and China. Now, how did that happen? Because one of the things about Stalin and his associates is they were not only brutal and evil and the worst people in the world, they were also, on occasion, very stupid. And he had a foreign minister named Gromyko. And when there was a consideration of having the UN actually authorize a war against North Korea by the Security Council, where Russia had a veto, they had the bright idea, we're going to boycott that meeting. So they didn't attend that Security Council meeting. They didn't vote no, which would have been a veto. And they went on, and the UN authorized the United States defending the independence of South Korea. And actually, given the fact that the whole war was about whether South Korea would continue to exist, even though it's usually viewed as a tie, it wasn't a tie, because America achieved its objective, and the UN, in that case, achieved its objective. That's just a personal anecdote. And it's one of those things I think about all the time when I look at the UN and I ridicule the UN, and it seems so pompous and unnecessary and a large waste of money. First of all, there are UN programs that are decent and good. And the UNESCO programs, UN has helped to curb disease. It played an important role, together with the Bush administration, in curbing the ravages of AIDS in Africa. And there have been times when they have helped to stop genocide in Africa, sending UN troops there. It hasn't always been blameless and effective, but at least it's something. But the something that I was talking about was one of my early memories from childhood was the Cuban Missile Crisis in October of 1962. And I tend to remember things particularly when they're around my birthday. And that was a time when I had never been so scared by public affairs before. I knew something about bombs and nuclear weapons because my dad was in the defense industry. And I knew that he was working on things that would help keep America safe. And safe from what? Safe from the horrible communist enemies that basically were threatening all of civilization. And during the Cuban Missile Crisis, I remember my dad at dinner one night saying, you know, and he said to my mom, he said, you know, Ronnie, I wish we had built that fallout shelter. Because people were building fallout shelters because they were expecting nuclear war. And in the midst of the Cuban Missile Crisis, with America having announced a blockade of supplies to Cuba, a blockade is usually considered an act of war. And here was, they had missiles set up, Russian missiles that were functional, that were 90 miles away off the coast of Florida. And a lot of smart people, my dad included, expressed the wish that we had a fallout shelter. And I remember the next night, they put on the TV and there were debates at the UN. And Adlai Stevenson was speaking for the United States. He was our ambassador to the United Nations, a former presidential candidate who my parents greatly admired. But my dad said something, and he said, you know, Mikey, that was me, we should all feel better. I said, what do you mean they're talking about blowing up the world, Dad? He said, no, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're talking. They're talking at the UN. The Russian guy is talking. Stevenson is talking. And he gave a quote from Churchill that I've always remembered. And it's actually, I've looked it up. It's actually something Churchill actually said. It's not one of those phony Churchill quotes that people bring up all the time. My dad, may he rest in peace, said, you know, Churchill said, better to talk than to war. And as long as they're talking, and they're talking now, nobody's going to send out a nuclear missile. And thank God he was right. And I do think the UN providing a forum, even for some of the worst people in the world. The Israeli ambassador to the UN walked out yesterday when the Iranian president stood up to speak, because the Iranian president has denied the Holocaust. And the Israeli ambassador was holding a picture of his grandmother who had been killed in the Holocaust as he walked out. But allowing people to talk rather than to war is a useful function. And is it enough to justify the U.S. pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into the U.N. all the time? No, probably not. But is it probably a good thing on balance that the U.N. exists to give some kind of forum for that? Yeah, I think on balance that's true. Pam in Richland has another terrific email. We will get to that. We are going to be speaking coming up about the terrible day on Wall Street today. Just terrible. Down 600 points, the lowest point of this year. And with all of this anticipation of more and more and more interest rate hikes, is that going to work in actually curbing inflation? That's the idea. That's what it's supposed to do. Will it? And is that really worth the risk of recession, very real recession? And how's that going to impact the 22 midterms? We're going to be speaking with Jerry Boyer, who's been a very popular guest on this show. And he is one of those guys who is in touch with the betting odds about everything. And we will get to that and what the markets are really saying about the immediate future. That and much more coming up on what both Democrats and Republicans agree. Yeah, now it's official after that Wall Street Journal poll. We do live in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.